Local alternative radio? Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download the Solid State Radio app on Google Play and the Apple iStore and take us everywhere, including the shitter. Solid State Radio. Local. It's kind of what we do.
This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Happy Friday, everybody. What's going on? It's sessions time, boys and girls. Gather around the campfire. Let Uncle Adam bring you an hour of Michigan-made music. That's right, Adam Hairhawk hanging out with you. Downtown Lapeer, it is bike night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bring your motorcycle, or if you don't ride, just come on and see all the nice bikes they've got going on here. The eateries are all open. The social district is open. Have a drink, walk around, and just make a new friend or two. It's going to be a good time. Broadcasting from the Solid State Radio studio in the Lyric Mall in downtown Lapeer. I love Fridays because I have the opportunity to interview the bands and artists that make this fantastic Michigan-made music. Eric from Today and Tomorrow is in studio with me today. It took me a little while. It took me some time and some finagling, but I got him in studio, finally. He just got here, so I'm going to give him some time to just kind of get acclimated, relax a little bit, and then we're going to be talking about some songs and apparently a new song. They're dropping some new songs tonight here from Today and Tomorrow. I did announce today not one but two Sessions Concert Series. What's the plural of Sessions Concert Series? This band is going to be the headliner on Saturday, August 12th at the Corona Road Bar. Here's Crafty Conviction with One Night Love, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Don't you know the pain you caused me? Don't you know what you have done? Don't breathe in my wing, never have done. I'm Jack.
I'm Michael.
I'm Brady.
And we're your mom's favorite band,
Heat Above,
on Solid State Sessions.
Getting stuck on it. Every time I'm moving up, I just need a little luck on it. Where does luck come from when there's no one there to pull me up? You know I scare myself every time I'm moving up on it. Don't trust, don't take, don't fake me out. I'm hanging on to solid ground. And if you want this to be anything you need it to be, don't trust, don't take, don't fake me out. It's always up and down, I'm never in the right place at the right time. And if it ever happens, I just take it all back anyway. And you say it's too terrible to say, so let's ride this wave if the other ones crash away. Don't trust, don't take, don't fake me out. I'm hanging on to solid ground. And if you want this to be anything you need it to be, don't trust, don't take, don't fake me out. Don't take, don't fake me out. I'm hanging on to solid ground. And if you want this to be anything you need it to be, don't trust, don't take, don't fake me out.
Above right there, Fake Out, brand new song, still has that new song smell that dropped in my lap today, and if I had a tail, it would have been wagging. Great job, guys. I haven't heard a dud from you guys yet. Keep them coming. The next two songs are all brand new ones today. Matt Basterson just released a tune. I like it. You're going to love it. Here's More Money Than Mine, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and, of course, the Solid State Radio app.
Yeah, I like to play the ponies and nail the berry wine. And I like the taste of honey just after closing time. And I never finished college, but some days I wish I did. And I've got a devilish smile that I mostly keep here. I burn my trouble with money. I'm in, no matter how hard I try. I've never been to Fargo. I've never been to Spain. And I've never been too proud of not coming out of the rain. I wanna see the Mona Lisa. I wanna see the David too. And I wanna hear Willie Watson sing Columbus Stocky Blues. And I buy more trouble than money. Never get out of the shape I'm in, no matter how hard I try. And I burn more trouble than money, and spend more money than mine.
This is Hard Luck Pete. And you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio. See ya!
The hardest thing to do, and I can't do it on my own, so I cling to the booze. I can't count those restless nights that I walk these streets alone, wishing I could talk to you, but instead I drink alone. If there was only something I could do to change your mind, I know life's been pretty tough on you, and I'll take what blame is mine. And I know my mistakes and how your heart breaks. Trust me, baby, mine is broken too. And I'm trying to get over you, and now I'm crying, 'cause I acted like a fool and now I'm dying, living regret. Someday you might take me back, but I won't take that bet. If it would make a difference, I'd put that bottle down. It's been my own prison, the only comfort that I've found. Every morning I wake up, I reach for the bottle or you. Whiskey helps to ease my pain, 'cause I'm always thinking of you. those restless nights that I walk these streets alone, wishing I could talk to you. Instead I'm drunk and stoned.
Brand new song, Hard Luck Pete and the Wrong Way Streets, trying right there. You can have it in your hot little hands or your Spotify wallet, YouTube. I don't know what the terminology is. August 25th, that'll be officially released, so you can get a hold of it. And I'm sure I'm going to play it between now and then, just to kind of give you a little bit of a taste. Keep that going. We do it Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio. And then from 11 to midnight, I tuck you in with an hour of Michigan-made music on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. And then Saturdays. Saturdays is where the real moneymaker is. 3 full hours of nothing but Michigan-made music. Tomorrow, I'm going to be broadcasting live along with my cohort, Drew Duffney. We're going to be broadcasting live outside Tilted Axis Brewing Company in downtown Lapeer, 303 West Nepessine Street in downtown Lapeer. Come on, get a handcrafted beer or a spirit or one of their fantastic pizzas. We'll be there. Ariana Smith will be providing music. It's going to be a good, good time. Going to hit a commercial break. When I come back, I got Eric from Today and Tomorrow right here on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Stick around.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
The Sessions Concert Series is back at the Corona Road Bar, Saturday, August 12th. 3 bands that I play on Sessions that you need to see live. Gutter Swamp, Hyper, and Crafted Conviction. It's all taking place Saturday, August 12th at the Corona Road Bar. No tickets, no cover. Come on in. Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. 9 o'clock start time, Saturday, August 12th. Hyper, Crafted Conviction, and Gutter Swamp. It's the Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, Still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Hey, Mom and Dad, do you have kids at home this summer that love musical theater and need someplace to go? Stone's Throw Theater has a musical theater camp just for you. It is a 3-week-long summer camp taking place July 10th through July 29th, Monday through Friday. If you want more information, visit us at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or call us at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Here we celebrate Michigan-made music. Today and tomorrow, I got Eric in studio with me today. We're going to get reacquainted with him. You can see him on Facebook, on the Sessions Facebook page. Leave a heart emoji, a thumbs up, comment, question, dirty joke. We'll read them on the air. Let's get reacquainted. Here's Today and Tomorrow. Here's Change Your Mind. It's on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Like the stars.
Change Your Mind today and tomorrow right here on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. It took some doing, but I finally got him. I got him. Eric from Today and Tomorrow, welcome to Sessions.
Thank you for having me.
Our calendars didn't kind of always mesh up, but we finally did it.
I knew we'd make it happen.
I've been playing your stuff for close to a year now,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. It means a lot when support from local radio, you know, and that stuff is great.
Sure.
It's all part of it.
And that's one of the reasons why this whole thing, industry, our empire has been built. The cornerstone has been local original music. You want to give some band members some shout-outs who couldn't be here tonight?
My band members right now are made up of my friend, my dear good friend, Jocelyn Lilly, who also plays out as Lily J. You can find her online. My friend and bass player, Ian Grant, who also plays in the band American Restless, which is online. You can check them out. And my friend Andrew Pickle, who's been helping out on the drums this year. And we're so grateful for him to help out. And we are still looking for a full-time drummer, though. So
there. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Drummer, you can go ahead and submit your resume to the show right here. In fact, you could probably do it on Facebook Live. We are going Facebook Live right now. If you want to leave a comment, question, or your drummer resume, you can do it right here. We've got some comments coming in. Gregory says, "What's up, Eric and Adam?" Hey, how you doing, Gregory?
Hi, Greg.
And Barrel Bones says, "Great tune." And Barrel Bones would know because they know how to write a good goddamn
tune. Yes, they
tune.
Do.
The first track that I played from you guys was "Change Your Mind." And it reminds me, we kind of had a conversation, almost a debate during that, because I love this track because it reminds me of my mid-90s radio days, where, you know, that post-grunge thing. But you weren't kind of keen with that, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people have said the alternative word. And that's fine because I'm a 90s kid. That was my teenage years and grew up with the grunge scene and whatnot. But I listened to it all growing up.
Sure.
My mother had a very well-rounded taste in music. Uh-huh. So I heard everything from pop to old country to the Beatles. And when I was riding with my dad and his old 442, we'd be listening to Led Zeppelin tapes. And
oh, there we go.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. He's like, "All right, no more Beatles and Casey and the Sunshine Band. Get in the truck. I'm going to show you some real."
Yeah.
You're not going home until you know all the lyrics to Black Dog.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I hear the song, and I think, affectionately, I think of Toad the Wet Sprocket. I think of early Oasis.
I'm a huge Oasis fan, so I'm a big fan of what Noel Gallagher does writing. And when Noel left the band, it was almost like, thank goodness, now I'm going to get a full album of Noel songs instead of just the one per album, you know? So it was kind of a bittersweet thing.
I mean, well, that's a silver lining.
Yeah.
That's a cup half full.
But absolutely. I would love to see an Oasis reunion still, if they can get it together.
Listen, I mean, if Kiss can get it together and Motley Crue can get it together,
right,
they'll get it together. Talk to me about the track "Change Your Mind" lyrically.
I guess it's boy-girl love stuff, breakup stuff, think you want something, and then you change your mind about what you wanted or what you thought you wanted. And
is that coming from a autobiographical view?
It all comes from a semi-autobiographical, I feel like, sometimes. You know, like, that whole EP is a concept album. There's a story to it, but you really wouldn't pick it out unless I kind of told you the story, or you could kind of make it up as your own story in your own head,
right,
by listening to the lyrics or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I like to keep it a little abstract also, though, you know, so it's not spelled out for you. But yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
You brought gifts. We have a new song that we're going to be debuting later on. I'm going to make you guys at home work for it. That's going to be later on in the broadcast. But you brought a new song in for us.
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about Live Your Life. We're going to go to this one.
Live Your Life, another one off the last EP. That's one of my... I was told by Andrew that that's the single from this EP that should have been the hit. Yeah, let me know if that's it.
I'll start spinning it. We'll make this goddamn thing a hit. Here's Today and Tomorrow. Here's Live Your Life, and it's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Just
Live Your Life right here on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Very fortunate to have Eric in studio with me right now, the singer, songwriter, the driving force, what he calls the Ayatollah of rock and roll for tomorrow. thank you very much for hanging out with me, man. All the way from Greenville. Yes. I appreciate this so much. Great track on that. Where would you say you derive most of your inspiration from when it comes to writing music?
The Beatles, Tom Petty, Pink Floyd. Those are my top three for sure. But then as far as like new stuff goes, like I said, Oasis was a huge one. Anything with melody and harmony, the harmony vocals, you know, is a huge thing. That's what does it for me. Yes, when it catches you, yeah, it just grabs a hold of you.
Specifically, do you write better when you're happy or when you're sad?
I'm both a lot, so it doesn't have to be either way. It doesn't have to be one or the other for me. I enjoy movies very much, so I love to go to the movies or sit at home and watch the movies, and that can inspire me a lot. I keep going back to certain movies that will, I feel like, does something for me inside, you know? Movies that bring out a lot of emotion, like, that brings out all the emotions, you know, like happy, sad, and angry. It just makes you feel a lot of things, so those get the juices flowing, I feel like.
Has there been a song that you didn't write, that song that's been commercially released, that just makes you really break down? For me, it's Mr. Bojangles. I will cry like a little bitch when that song comes on. And tell me I'm not wrong.
Jeez, that wouldn't be one for me, but I guess we attach certain emotional, or we have certain emotional attachments to certain songs for certain reasons,
yes.
And so that drives a lot, you know. I'm on the spot right now trying to think of the one that would make me cry, but
we can come back to that one.
Yeah.
Is there a certain are there subject matters when you're writing songs that you just won't touch? I'm not going to do that.
No, there's just I guess I'm not a fast writer, so I mean it takes me. I've been working on these new songs for. Since probably 2018 or so, and
oh, wow.
And it's not that I couldn't finish them. It's just, well, being a family man and having the wife and kids and taking care of that stuff, that plays a big part.
Oh yeah.
But there's nothing. It just has to come from inside. You know, it has to be the right thing for me to keep it in there in the song, and. So it means something to me first, sure. I guess, you know, but you may never know what that is, like, because it's not always, like I said earlier, like spelled out for you, you know, maybe a little more abstract or something.
Yeah. You know. Okay, I guess that answers my next question was, do you really give yourself songwriting time or do you just kind of let inspiration hit?
Kind of both. I like it when inspiration hits, but that's not always a thing. And I've heard different things from writers where they say, like, I've heard people say they get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and like some people when they're trying to be healthy get up at 5 o'clock and go work out, and some people said they get up at 5 and start writing songs, and I can't.
And everybody at South Area, we go to bed at 5.
I can't fathom that. I'd rather get stuck at night where I end up staying up later than I wanted to, or because I'm, you know, you're on the roll. When the juices start going and you're on a roll, and that's the time to take advantage of that, I guess. But also, I guess I've learned that sometimes I just need to start writing stuff down, whether it's good or whether I'm going to keep it or not.
You're right.
You got to write it down. Just start writing.
Because you always tell yourself, oh, I'll remember that.
Yeah, that's a huge thing, too, is I'll be driving, and I'll try to do the voice-to-text stuff, you know, or pull over. Before cell phones, I used to keep my bank slips, the little envelopes that you would get.
Yes.
I would keep those around. I'll never throw them away. Because I'd use them to write stuff down on. And sometimes it all just starts with one line and gets me going, but...
Could you remember the first song you ever wrote?
I remember one of the first songs I ever wrote. And kind of like, I don't think it was horrible, honestly. But I mean, looking at it, I feel like I could probably still do something with it. You know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Like, you go ahead and record something like that, and you're kind of collaborating with your younger self.
Yeah. There's actually some songs that are old songs that I still, they make me feel something, and I kind of want to use them sometimes. But
let's talk about the song Falling Down. Now, this is a brand spanking new one. Nobody's heard this one before, right?
Some people have heard this one if they're close to me.
Okay.
But this is...
We're the first radio station.
This is the finished product.
Okay.
You guys are the first radio station that would hear you. We've been playing this song live, so if you've seen us live, you would have heard it, but you wouldn't have heard it like this.
The live version, yeah. So the song's called Falling Down. What can you tell me about this track?
Not much.
Great, here it is.
Just roll that thing.
Yeah. Here's Today and Tomorrow, Falling Down on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Now I'm waiting for you.
brand spanking new one from Today and Tomorrow, Falling Down on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. I like that.
Thank you.
It feels like a little bit of a harder-edged departure. Is that a fair assessment?
Sure. I just want to write something that rocks, you know, and makes people feel something.
But it felt a little bit. It made us feel something. I felt like there was a little bit more angst in that one.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, good.
So, what's on the agenda for today and tomorrow? Where are you guys playing at?
The next show will be at the Greenville Danish Festival at the Tivoli Beer Gardens, on the corner of 91 and 57. There will be a big old tent, and they'll have a stage in there, and that's where you'll find us at on Saturday of the Danish Festival at 3:15, I think it is.
3:15, okay.
It'll be on the social media, all that stuff, and our website. So yeah, all the dates and times, find it on the website. Check out our YouTube if you are able to, and yeah, like our social media stuff.
So where can they get the album? Is it available on Apple, Spotify?
Yes, the album is available to stream on any streaming service. You can buy it on any of those too, I think. I think if you can listen to it online, you can buy it in the same streaming services, I guess.
Going back to Falling Down, where did you guys record that at?
This new EP and the last EP both were recorded at Planet Sunday Studios in Rockford, Michigan.
I've Joel heard of Ferguson. Them, yes.
Yeah. Joel Ferguson from Papa Vegas. Yeah.
Nicely done. So when is the one with Falling Down? Which is that? When is that EP slated to come out?
I am trying to actually do good planning for this EP so that I don't waste time and money and all that stuff, because with the last EP, I didn't have a plan in place, and we recorded it in 2014, and after sitting on it for 2 years, I was like, my wife got pregnant at the end of recording it, and so it was like a new baby was coming, and just life was happening, and I had a new EP that was just sitting there, and that bummed me out. So it was like in 2016, I just put it online to get it out
yep.
because I was happy with it and wanted people to hear it. So I didn't want to make the same mistake with that. So I'm trying to plan. I can't say exactly when the new EP will come out, or if I'm going to do the singles thing where people are releasing
a single.
You know, I think there's good things to all those things, but I'm just trying to do it right, and to be honest, I don't know what the right thing is.
I don't think anybody does either.
Yeah.
So, all right, with the time that we've got left, what is your one guilty pleasure? Like, if somebody went through your Spotify or your CD collection and you'd be mortified, it's time to come clean.
What
would be your guilty pleasure?
Well, it's not really, I don't listen to this anymore, Spice Girls, yeah.
Spice Girls he's heard this question before. Mine is Spice Girls, and I am unapologetic. I love the Spice Girls.
This is a deep, dark secret that we keep in the studio between the three of us. But,
okay.
when I was 12, I felt like I found my voice when my sister, it was her birthday, and she received New Kids on the Block, Hanging Tough.
Okay, yeah.
And I felt like I found my voice when that album started playing, and I got familiar with it and realized, oh, I can sing those songs, you know. And and so I guess that's a funny story, but it's true. I mean, in a sense of realizing.
The millions of fans. I mean, absolutely. I remember I was dating somebody. I was in I was in 10th grade, and I was dating somebody, and she was big into New Kids on the Block. She says, "Adam, I would never cheat on you unless it was with a member of New Kids on the Block or this kid from my science class."
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, it's destined to be a thing.
Now I just sing those songs to my wife.
Yeah, there you go.
In bed.
Hang to. She's like, just wrap it up, dude. Car crash.
Car crash.
You know, let's end with this one. What can you tell me about this one?
It's kind of a heavy one, but I feel like it ends with one. That's my favorite song on that EP, honestly. I spent a lot of time writing that song to choose my words carefully, the end ended up being a big ending that I thought was awesome, and it came out just how I heard it in my head.
Yeah.
That's how they all are. You know, I got an idea in my head, and when we're at the studio, we fish ideas until we find the right thing. Joel Ferguson, who records, is a great multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
And so that's been great because I want to put my rhythm guitar down and do all the vocals. And like the last EP, he did everything else except for the drums. So it was.
Right.
Car Crash, it's a good one. I hope you like it.
We're going to end the show with this. Thank you very much, Eric, for coming on in here.
Thank you for having me.
And so when you get the new EP in here, we get it first?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's Eric. And today and tomorrow.
Thank you.
Car Crash. Right here.
Drummers, get a hold of me.
Drummers, he needs a drummer. If you got, what are your requirements to be a drummer?
If you're a dope drummer and you
are not
love
on the
people
dope.
And love life and are open-minded, to be in an inclusive rock band, get a hold of me.
There you go. Drummers, get to the phone lines. Here's today and tomorrow. Here's Car Crash on Sessions.
And everything you see.